The Kilauea Visitor Center is packed with tourists eager to explore Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. More than 90% of the park has now reopened since last year's eruption.
We're in the beginning of the recovery process.
Rhonda Lowe is the park's acting superintendent. She says most of the damage to the park came not from spewing lava, but from more than 60,000 earthquakes at the Kilauea summit.
And that took its toll on the infrastructure, on the roads and the trails, on the buildings. And we had to close the park. It wasn't safe.
The closing cost the Park Service hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue.
I think the uncertainty was the hardest part. People were prepared maybe for a two-week dislocation of the norm, but the months when it stretched out, that was a challenging time for everybody.
With as many as 2 million visitors a year, the park pumps nearly $170 million annually into the local economy. But Lowe says finding quiet solitude in the park is more difficult than ever.
Prior to the erupt events in May, we were actually seeing unprecedented numbers of visitors, very large increases, which was great economically and for the community. But we were losing that aha moment that visitors like to come to the park, you know, to be immersed in a natural environment and realize there's something bigger than you.
Park Superintendent Lowe sees the eruption as a reset button, an opportunity to figure out how to best manage this increasingly popular visitor attraction. For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Volcano.